This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 8th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Six Senate Democrats plus Kentucky Republican Rand Paul moved to force a vote on a resolution that would repeal President Trump's tariffs by canceling the emergency declaration used to justify the new levies. The resolution will be treated as privileged and will force a vote in the Senate floor this week. The House earlier introduced a similar measure by Representative Gregory Meeks of New York. The nation's top trade representative said today that President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs are already getting results, bringing other countries to the negotiating table to discuss reducing their trade barriers. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer testified today that about 50 countries have sought talks to escape Trump's import tariffs. Lawmakers are concerned about Trump's trade wars, especially since stocks collapsed after he announced broad tariffs last week. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota leading a bipartisan group of 16 senators in urging the Environmental Protection Agency to restore integrity, stability, and growth to the renewable fuel standard and the U.S. biofuel sector by raising renewable volume obligation levels for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels. The EPA-era EPA set RVOs at levels that fail to align with market conditions and production outlook, which has contributed to biodiesel plant closures in the Midwest. Grassley is a lifelong family farmer and a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Klobuchar serves as the Agriculture Committee's ranking member. In a letter to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, the senators pressed EPA to implement multi-year RVO standards to provide certainty and growth for the biofuels industry. The Trump administration is touting a Supreme Court ruling allowing it to resume deportations under the Alien Enemies Act as a major victory, but the immigration fight is far from over. The divided court found that President Donald Trump can use the 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan migrants accused of being gang members to a notorious prison in El Salvador. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's also weighing another case against a Maryland man deported by mistake that could shed light on the fate of more than 100 men accused of being gang members who have already been sent to prison in El Salvador. Landis announced that its CEO and president, Matt Carstens, resigned last week, just a few months after the Farmers Cooperative based in Ames, Iowa, announced layoffs of nearly 10% of its 600-employee workforce. Landis made the announcement in a brief news release at the end of last week. The board of directors extends its gratitude to Carstens for his leadership and commitment to innovation during his five-year tenure, the company said in a statement. Landis board chairman Matt Chambers will take on the role of acting CEO effective today, with an interim CEO to be named within the next week. Landis said it remains steadfast in its commitment to its farmer owners, employees, partners, and the future of agriculture. The company has about 7,000 farmer members and provided no details as to the reason for the departure. Landis was founded in 2016 when the Ames-based Farmers Cooperative Company merged with West Coast Central Cooperative in Ralston. You'll find details on these and other stories in and out of Washington at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all-natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.